I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. About one-third of all children sustain at least one broken bone before the age of 17. To talk about the healing of broken bones following a childhood injury is Dr. James Mooney, Chief of Pediatric Orthopedic Surgery at MUSC Children's Hospital. Dr. Mooney, what are some of the most common causes of broken bones in childhood?
Some of it's dependent on the child's age. Children who are less than about the age of two, unfortunately, the most common cause is child abuse or non-accidental. The kids over the age of two, it's primarily an activity-related, either sports or a fall or just normal childhood activity.
And how long does it typically take for a bone to heal at various ages throughout childhood?
The younger the child, the more quickly the fracture heals. So a neonate who has a fracture, the fracture can be healed in a couple of weeks. As the kids get older, generally it's 6 to 8 weeks.
And how are broken bones typically treated for children at various ages?
The vast majority of fractures in children are treated non-operatively with a cast or a splint.
So what about things such as nutrition and a good sleep schedule? Do those things assist in the healing of bones for kids?
The healthier the child before the fracture, the better the fracture is going to heal with good, high-quality bone. So good sleep, good nutrition, and an active child, someone who's not sitting around playing video games, is generally going to heal better.
Dr. Mooney, what are casts like these days for children of various ages?
Still the standard old-school plaster cast is used quite a bit. Some casts can be made now out of waterproof material, so the child can bathe and actually swim with the cast in place, but that's generally for a fairly small subset of fractures at this point.
And once that cast is taken off of the child, is there an additional time when children can't really go back to normal in terms of play and activity?
We do tend to try and limit the kids for a couple of weeks after their cast is removed, but once that time period's over, they can get back to just about everything they want as quickly as they want to.
And when a broken bone heals in childhood or even in the teenage years, is it truly 100% repaired?
Yes. Once the new bone forms, the bone will remodel for a little while, but it does assume the same strength as the unfractured bone pretty quickly.
Is there any research related to broken bones during childhood that you'd like to mention?
Well, there is some information that's coming out looking at kids who have fractures and their level of specific nutrients, specifically vitamin D levels. There have been a couple of papers that have shown conflicting information, some that show that kids who have fractures have lower vitamin D levels than those kids who don't have fractures, and some that show no difference. What has been shown fairly strongly is that some of the more severe injuries in kids tend to be related to children who don't have as good a bone nutrition and their vitamin D levels may be low.
What can you tell us about preventing broken bones during childhood? Anything parents can do to be proactive and reduce the possibility of broken bones?
You can't keep your children in a bubble, so it's going to happen in most cases. So as long as you keep your children active and well cared for and with a good diet and nutrition, if it happens, it's something that's just going to happen.
Dr. Mooney, thank you for providing this update about broken bones and healing in childhood.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.